This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, let's do this.
Guten Morgen, everybody.
I didn't know you were German.
Well, I'm just shouting at my German friends.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the rest of the Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Von Kaiser, what's up?
What up, Von Kaiser? It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. CNR on FSR. Von Kaiser is the number one German fighter, German athlete I could think of.
Just ask Mike Tyson's punch out.
In fact, later today, hour two, Tyson trivia.
Oh, can't wait.
So it could be questions about the video game, about his life, about his boxing career. Iron Mike, Fake Mike, will be here on the Covino and Rich Show.
Nice.
In for Dan Patrick. Day two of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
And Keeper's Heart is a new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavor of American whiskeys.
All right.
If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Drink responsibly.
I'm a whiskey fan, but I don't like when they get all fancy with the names of the drinks at the restaurants. Like, I'll go there. There was one, it was called Whiskey Business. I refused to say it.
What?
I'll say it to you because I'm telling the story, but I told the waitress, I'll have that one. She's like, which one's there? I'm like, this one right here.
Do you
here.
Mean the Whiskey Business?
I'm like, yeah, I'm not saying that. Get out of here.
Say it.
No, I'm not saying that.
You know, Covino refused to, what's up, Danny G? Good morning.
Good
Danny
morning.
G. Yo, Spotty Boy in the house.
Yeah, Covino. Spot.
Joe.
Covino also refuses to list off anything off of IHOP type menu.
Yeah, no.
I'll have the one with the fruit. Do you mean the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Not saying it.
Who wants to say that?
Do you remember
unless
when,
you're five. Do you remember when Jamba Juice was like a thing when people would go there when it was? Is it still popular? I don't know anyone that goes to Jamba Juice.
It's still a thing.
Man, it's a treat. It is a treat because I went there during the hospital stay. And for two people, it was like $32.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why it's not as much of a thing, I guess.
And I remember Covino, there was one in Times Square when we lived in New York, and he refused to order the, what was it, American Dream Machine or
the
something?
The Orange Dream Machine.
Oh,
and
the
it's
orange
so
one.
Good. It's yeah, it's the creamsicle one. And I even said, I'll have the creamsicle. I feel lame saying that. But she's like, which one's there? And like it was almost as if she was daring me to say it in front of everybody.
Yeah,
like,
but don't be the guy. Don't be the guy that refuses to say the sizes at Starbucks of a medium.
I don't do that
either. It's a grande, dude. It's a grande.
It's
stop
not.
It.
It's a medium. I don't do that.
Don't
get me.
I do love the Paul Rudd bit.
I promise you, I walk the talk. I don't say it for whatever little pride I have left.
Good
you know,
for
whatever.
You.
I don't like the venti and all that. I don't like it. I feel weird about
it. It's stupid in three languages.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I get it. The Paul Rudd bit. The Paul Rudd bit in that movie. What is it? What movie was that?
I'm going to let you think about it. Why is it fair for you to put us on a spot every 3 seconds?
You're
in a mood this morning.
I'm actually in a good mood.
Covino came in and I was clearing my voice. He goes, "You're effing gross."
It's 5:40 in the morning.
I believe the movie was Along Came Polly with Sandy Lyle, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Rest in peace.
When he's like, that's what Rich is like when we start the show. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I think you're talking about Role Models.
Great movie, Role Models. Paul Rudd, Sean William Scott. The highlight of that movie was the hilarious little black kid. I'll never know his name. I wonder if he grew up to be a superstar. That movie was fantastic. I know the Paul Rudd scene where he refuses to do the coffee sizes, but don't be that guy. That's lesson one today on CNR, filling in for Dan Patrick.
Well, to wrap it up, talking about Keeper's Heart, unique style of whiskey and everything. You know, whiskey, manly, old-fashioned, keep it simple. I have the old-fashioned. And then you got to lame it up with some corny names. Sometimes it just rubs my cheeks the wrong way, that's all. Mm-hmm. But anyway, hope you had a great night. Hope your night was better than my night. And I'm not grumpy. I'm actually always pumped to be here for Dan Patrick. Now, if you're new to our show, we're on every day, 5 p.m. on the East, 2 p.m. on the West, here on Fox Sports Radio live from L.A. But when they say you want to fill in for Dan Patrick, do the hat trick 3 shows in a row, we're like, hell yeah, let's do this and say what's up to some people. We'd appreciate it if you sign up for our podcast. Search Covino and Rich. It's free. And again, have some fun today with us to get this Taco Tuesday started. Play some trivia, win some prizes, and chop it up. Now, last night,
we're going to talk a lot of NFL today.
Yeah.
I have thoughts and theories on running backs.
I'm ready, okay. Rich. I'm so ready for NFL because I still try. There's a part of me that still believes, well, the Yankees are, what, five and a half out of the wild card?
It.
They're last place in the AL East. But you know what? The AL East is stacked. You know what? They still got a shot. They still got a chance. And just when I convinced myself to watch again, just like every sports fan, that's why I'm, you know, trying to relate here. It's not about the Yankees. Who cares about the Yankees? You know what? They still got a shot. They're going to turn it around. Chemistry is like contagious.
Sure.
Someone's going to get a bloop single and then
about that?
Yeah. Am I sure about that?
Yeah.
11 runs later. 11-3.
You sure about that?
Yeah. The Braves just stomp on the Yankees, make matters worse. Schmidt was pitching in front of his like hometown friends and family. That's like the weakest when you hear stories like that. Hey, I'm playing in Atlanta. I got all my friends and family here. And then you stink the place up. So all I had to look forward to, Rich, after that, because I sat through that, just sitting there like, what is this?
I get what you're saying, because no matter what sport it is, basketball, football, baseball, if you're still at a certain point in the season, there's that hope.
Look at the headline.
There's that hope.
Look at the headline. Schmidt's homecoming is spoiled in his shortest start of 2023. Like, he comes out there, he gets all these tickets for his friends and family, and then gets lit up. It's just embarrassing. It's so sad.
There's that hope that no matter what or whatever sport it is, that your team has it in them to turn around. And sometimes it happens. Like last year, Danny, the Lakers, they had nothing going on.
It's the puncher's chance.
And they turned it on enough in the end of the season to make the playoffs and then make
a run.
And then make a run. And that's sort of what every team's hoping because of that third wild card in MLB. Because they added the extra wild card in the NFL. There's that hope that my team's like floating around 500. We're at what, the midway point? It's getting late. We're like 70% into the season. And you got that hope. But to quote Steve Cohen of the New York Mets, hope is not a strategy. To quote Andy Dufresne in Shawshank, hope, Red. Hope is, and then what did Red say? Hope is a terrible thing.
Well, luckily you guys live out here now on the West Side. You could go to a Dodgers game.
You know,
what, to see the amazing drone work on Fernando Valenzuela night? Did you see that?
Oh, my so
goodness.
Cool.
We never brought that up.
Can you just pause on that? Because I was blown away.
I thought it was fake for a second.
On. Pause on that because I know nobody wants to hear about Clark Schmidt, but he fell victim to something I call the Steve Covino theory, the Lukma theory. It's the Lukma theory. And that's when you were a little kid, you were sinking every three-point shot. You were bouncing it off the pavement, into the net, off the roof, into the net. Every shot you took, nothing but the bottom, right? Hitting every shot. You were in the zone. And then the second
your mom came out to the porch or whatever. You're like, Ma, look. You bricked every one of them, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Of course. It's like when my wife and my kids on the rare occasion come watch me play softball and I like pop up to left field four times.
Dad was 0-for-4.
It's that little, like, even subconscious pressure that you put on yourself to now, well, now I got to really perform. And when no one's looking, you know what else it is? It's the, I hit a home run in Little League theory. Dad always showed up the inning after his kid just hit the home run.
Daddy.
Then when Dad showed up, kid struck out.
Daddy wasn't there.
Right? Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair.
Austin Power style.
Clark Schmidt of the New York Yankees allowed a career-high 8 runs on 9 hits.
No, that's awful.
In 2 1/3 innings when all of his friends and family came to see him at the game yesterday. So, again, he's just trying to perform. Makes it a little bit more of a pressure situation. You guys may think, oh, they're professional athletes. They're immune to this. B.S. Baracus. I'm here to say, bullocks. No. They're human.
Do they pan to the crowd in that scenario? Because a lot of times you'll see a game where, you know, some kid got his first big league hit or, you know, some dude's getting a start in his hometown. And when he does well, they'll always pan to the mom and dad in the crowd. And the mom and dad are wearing, like, the free gear the team gave him. And they're clapping. And you see, like, oh, and there's his sister.
That's the beautiful side of
it. Oh, there's his girlfriend with the mom. And they're clapping.
That's the best. There's tears.
But hold on. On the reverse.
That's my boy.
When it's a crappy homecoming, do they pan to the crowd to see the family?
Oh, everyone's.
See mom crying.
Sad. They're crying, like, sad tears. Because it's embarrassing. Like, it's one thing to be carted off because you just don't have it today. Look, these are professional athletes. They're living our dream. So I can only criticize so much. I'm just saying you could feel bad for the guy and relate that he wants to perform in front of his family. We've all felt that to some degree in some regard. And the Yankees lose their third straight game. Again, 11-3. You see what a real good team looks like versus a real crap team.
Well,
and I was like, you know what? Well, I still have the Bachelorette.
Oh, my God. Can I get, well, hold on. You are so ready to turn the page to the NFL.
Yeah, that's
honestly
my point.
Here, turn it right now. The page, because right now, I think it's time for you to admit
today's the day. Today, no, I'm serious.
I want to hear about running backs. I want to hear about the NFL. I want to talk about what's going down. Today's the last day. I want to hear you think the Yankees have hope.
I'm telling you about my Monday night. You know, we had a fun DP show yesterday, so I was winding down, really looking forward to my relaxing time. You know, I went to the gym and I was like, yeah, Clark Schmidt's gonna light it up, Yank's gonna turn it around. They didn't. And when they didn't, I was like, well, maybe the Bachelorette'll be interesting. It wasn't.
I'll give you credit. Those are two things you've stuck with that stink.
Yeah, terrible, man. I hate myself. I wanna like kick myself in the huevos just for doing this. Well, so again, just to wrap it up, I don't know if you noticed it, but it was one of the biggest interruptions since the OJ chase. Bachelorette, men tell all, and it was breaking news because Trump was indicted. Did you see that? So the whole world was sort of freaking out. I know you're in like dad zone at this point.
Trump indicted, Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Two things I couldn't care less about.
I'm just telling you about my night.
I know. Seems like an awful night. I'll tell you what I watch in a minute, and I have a theory, and it has to do with sports. But to wrap up your day yesterday, how was your kid's first day of school?
Miserable. Yeah, she hates her class.
That defines everything about your attitude. Danny, didn't he come in today with a little like
not at all
a snarl
great mood
about him, a little something?
You know what? I gave her the sports theory, the Covino and Rich theory. I said, look, in life and in sports, look at the Yankees. Hey, look at the Mets. Hey, maybe even the Jets. They're making moves. Everybody thinks they're going to dominate. Sometimes when you think things are going to be great, it's the opposite. And sometimes when you think things are going to suck, it don't always turn out that way. It
did she slam her back down?
Yeah. Oh, man. She's like, I hate it. My teachers suck, and my friends are not in my classes.
I heard the same thing. We have daughters the same age, and that's the complaint I heard. In fact, I heard – can you please talk to my counselor and get some of my classes changed so I could be in with my friends?
I got that.
Yeah, I'm on top of that right
and
now.
And I got, like, there's certain boys who just can't control themselves at this teenage stage, and they just relentlessly talk to her, kind of probably how Rich was in high school.
Hey.
You know, yeah, where they're
hey,
like,
how are you?
All right, dude, you're way too hyped up for me. Like, can you just back off? And she has to go to the teachers and say, yeah, he's a nice guy and all, but can you tell him to back off me? He's in every class. You know, she's a 13-year-old in eighth grade, and she came out with all this attitude. But I told her that, look, sometimes when you have low expectations, there's always that surprise team.
Do you think the Reds thought they'd be good this year, honey?
Exactly. I gave her the whole spiel. You know, I said, everybody thought the Mets were going to be great. Look, they're the worst.
Melody.
I remember Camino's, when my daughter was that age, I just jumped right in with her. She's like, oh, she's in there? Oh, I hate her. Ooh, she sucks.
Yeah. You know, I realize you got to do that. I said, what makes these kids suck so bad? She starts to tell me. I'm like, you know what? Trust your judgment. I did. Because some of these little LA kids suck.
Well, you know what it is? Joel, you know this for a fact. I know this, and my kids are only 6 and 3. If you see a crappy little kid, guess what's not far away? A crappy parent. When you see us, when you see a rotten little 4-year-old at the playground, you're like, what's this little, hate this
His
little kid.
His name is Rich Davis. You can find him.
And you look and you're like, whose parent? And then you see their parent. You're like, well, this makes perfect sense.
How many times in life, and we talked about this yesterday, but it's true. And it was a great lesson that we shared, but a great lesson for any young kid out there who really just doesn't believe it. In sports, in life, at a job. You know, when your expectations are, you know, whatever, just a little low, sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. You ever been with a woman and she unveils and you're like, whoa, I was not expecting that. It's just that pleasant surprise. And then sometimes
we've all been there. Like,
you have
whoa,
these high expectations. You're like, huh.
I think we all paused and thought about that.
Yeah. I didn't give my daughter that analogy. I kept it sports related.
It's 6 in the morning, right. But I like both of your analogies.
But
like,
you know, what ended up happening is after we went in on her classrooms, and this was a while back because my daughter's just graduated high school.
Wow.
Going to UNLV.
Nice.
So what ended up happening, by the time we got done with that discussion, she felt like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I am the best in that class.
Give her some confidence.
That's it. That's the goal.
Give her some confidence.
We ripped everybody else, though.
I like that. Now, think about it. The two analogies you made are great, right? You go into this baseball season. No one thought the Reds or the Orioles were going to be dominating. No one thought the Mets would be under 500. No one thought the Padres, after dumping all that money into their team, did you think the Yankees were going to be in last place? So you never know. And
you
much like
know.
As we look forward to the NFL season. Last year, you didn't think Russell Wilson was going to go to the Broncos and they'd be the worst.
Nobody thought that.
You know, right
I
now.
I would love to see the one person who's like, guys, I know it's a stretch, but I'm telling you, Russell Wilson
is going to win 5 games.
He's going to stink it up this year.
Cowherd said he was going to go to the Super Bowl.
Like, I mean, stink it up like you know, like a 500 season? No, like really stink it up. Like less touchdowns than bathrooms. Because remember the story
yeah,
last year?
He had more bathrooms in his house than touchdowns.
He had more bathrooms in his new home than touchdowns.
You never know. So, and right now, we're going to get to it in a little bit because we're going to talk a lot about NFL and running backs today. But now with the addition of Dalvin Cook, Danny, in our pre-show meeting, you said the Jets better hope they don't slip up and become the Mets because there's that sense of, all right, you've done everything you could. You loaded up. You got the weapons for Aaron Rodgers. Robert Saleh's giving motivational speeches. The Jets could only either live up to what we're thinking or be the Mets.
I like Emotep. I mean Saleh's motivational speeches. Yeah, so, I love watching.
I mean,
Hard
Tommy
Knocks.
Would win with this team.
He would, and that's the template that Aaron's trying for, right? Like what Tom did in Tampa. Is it could be done.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers got that no look. He's got that no look pass working in the preseason. Hard Knocks is tonight, right? So I don't have to worry about any bachelorettes or anything. So, Hard Knocks Tuesday.
Well, you know what? It's funny you should say Hard Knocks because I got some observations.
Let's go.
I caught up yesterday because I was like, you know what? Perfect. I'll watch last week's episode tonight. That way I could have back-to-back nights of Hard Knocks.
Well, good, Rich, because the whole point of my little rant here was today, Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, August 15th. I'm officially ready for football. I really am. Oh, turn did you page Metallica style.
Did you get a call from Hank Williams Jr.?
Dude,
Camino's ready for some football.
I really am.
Are you ready for a party?
I'm done. I'm not hanging on to baseball anymore. I'm diving in. It's hard to focus, really, as a sports fan. And I said to myself yesterday, I'm wasting my time, default style. I'm ready for some football. Let's go.
All right. Well,
so, Rich, get me fired up.
Running backs. We're talking all about it.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks. We got Tyson trivia. And a very special anniversary. Today, on this day, something pretty cool happened a long, long time ago. So we're going to get to all that live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And coming up, like I said, all that stuff plus Tyson trivia. But when, my friends? When was the last time you looked at your tires? Because Tire Rack's giving away those tires all summer long. And we've had grand prize winners now, two of them. And the good news, one more chance for you. Our third winner is going to be picked on August 27th to win a set of four tires, installation, taxes, and fees valued up to $1,500 from Tire Rack.
Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com. Every single day, you get a fresh new entry and an additional shot to win. And it's free to register. You also get bonus entries into the sweepstakes by following Fox Sports Radio on social media and following the Fox Sports Radio channel in the iHeart app. To enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com, sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart Radio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Shout out to the affiliates. What up, affiliates?
Yo.
Join us every day, Covino and Rich.
Let's
Covino
do it.
And Rich afternoons. We'd love to be on your station. That's why we're here, filling in for Dan Patrick, to say what's up to all the people that don't normally hear us.
Hey.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Studios.
How you doing?
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy. It's like you, Rich. Surprisingly roomy, like your head. With available seating.
So dumb.
For up to seven. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. I'm Covino, just a kid from Union, New Jersey.
Yeah,
home of the world's tallest water sphere. And me. And that's Rich Davis from Franklin Square. Yeah. Out here in the mean streets of L.A. with Danny G, Joel, and Spot on the videos. If you want to play along at home, you're on your way to the office. You're getting ready for school. School's back here on the West Coast. Again, at Covino and Rich on social media. We're going to play Tyson Trivia next hour.
So, I saw a lot of people, first day of school, I saw you even repost it and be like, yo, I feel you. Bert Kreischer, one of our favorite comics and buds, crying on Instagram. It was the last first day of school. His daughters are grown. Joel, you were just saying you're sending your daughter off to college. Like, it's an emotional time of year for a lot of parents.
Bert Kreischer's sentiment was, it might be a hassle and a half sometimes to get the kids ready. A lot of stress involved. Got to get their new shoes.
Well, every morning,
Trapper Keepers.
Every morning's a pain in the ass if you're a parent. You're making breakfast. You're, you know, you or your wife's packing lunches and school drop off. And I don't remember school drop off lines being the way they are now when we were kids.
No.
We just like walked or took the bus or
did something.
Now
not
it's like
close.
Now it's a line of like nice fancy cars to,
yeah,
to the school.
He was saying, hey, appreciate it while you can, because obviously it goes fast. And it was the last time he was sending his kids to school on their first day. You know, they're teenagers now. It's their last year or whatever. And he was crying in tears. He's like, I don't know why I'm so emotional. Ah! And, you know, I felt that. I did, because when I was picking my kid up to hear how miserable her day was and to see her grumpy face, you know, I was trying to take it all in. I was like, you know, she's already in junior high, high school next year.
Yeah.
Things
moves
are going to change.
Moves,
yeah,
fast.
It goes fast. So
moves
hope the kids
fast.
Had a good one. And for the rest of the country, enjoy the rest of your summer, man.
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason, by the way, why the country all starts at a different time. I looked it up yesterday. I was like, there's got to be a reason. Really no reason. New York, New Jersey, they start after Labor Day. Parts
Doesn't
of the South
that make the most sense.
It does, Joel. It
start
makes the
right
most sense
right after the holiday.
The South. There's places in the Southwest that started last week, so there is really no rhyme or reason. So enjoy whatever the hell left you have of summer, and then, like you said, football back to school. Before you know it, everything's gonna be pumpkin spice, and you'll. I saw Halloween decorations at CVS yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Really? We're 2 months away? But
you
anyway.
You get to bust your Uggs out, your Uggs and your,
yes,
and your leggings.
My man
but, you
Uggs.
Know, I do disagree with Covino. On the first day of school, you don't really wear your best fits, you know. You just kind of.
You kind of wear the new kicks, though. You don't wear your old kicks first day of school. How do you strut down the hallway?
You wear the best outfit and the best shoes on the first day.
What do you wear?
What do you wear, Joel?
Oh,
Joel
saves my senior year, Joel I was just wearing it. Shorts and some t-shirt.
Joel saves it for day two, so he's like, look at this.
No, you save it for when the weather changes.
I like it. I like that. It's funny,
what have
though.
You been doing all summer?
Yeah. I don't know. I think you got to show up. Like, this is the new me. What's up?
Yeah, you need the fresh Jordans with no creases or anything.
Yeah.
Was there anyone in your class that, like, showed up on the first day of school 1 year with a completely different style?
Happens, man.
Like, they transition from, like, what, like, you know.
Rich said he had a glow up here. He said it yesterday.
I said it yesterday.
He had a glow up
here. I think he was
here.
Just trying to impress Nick Cope, though.
Nick Cope is a handsome dude.
So you're saying Rich felt the pressure.
Yeah,
Nick is a handsome guy.
Some competition
does. He tries to make friends because he knows the competition's tight. Yeah, we saw it. We see it all the time. But, you know, it does relate to sports. Teams get a glow up. They got a new image, a new face of the team.
New alternate uniform.
Some new unis.
New stadium amenities.
It's just how it is.
But when you do think about that glow up. Last thought about school, because I have so many thoughts about running backs, but everyone had that 1 year. You could say you're in denial of it, but I did. It just sort of lined up where there was 1 year, maybe like my junior year of high school, where I lost the glasses, the braces, and all this stuff one summer, and I came back, and I'm like, all right, maybe someone will date me now.
Nice.
It was a good year. So,
and that's exactly what crap teams are trying to do every year.
Every year, the teams are trying to say, this is our year.
They're trying to cut their mullet.
Maybe the Jets got rid of their glasses and mullet and braces, and maybe this is the year. Running backs.
By the way,
let's talk about it.
It looks like they are right on track for that glow up. And before, Hard Knocks gets me fired up for it. So I'm probably prisoner of the moment, as Danny G says, but I'm buying into the Jets.
Well, you know, I'm going to talk about the running back situation in a second because the Jets are all in now. But I finally watched Hard Knocks after I caught up on Winning Time. And if you're not watching Winning Time, I know it's fictional-ish and, you know, it's based on the Lakers. Jason Siegel and Adrian Brody as Westhead and Pat Riley, they got to be winning something for that. They're fantastic. Like, the acting is unbelievable. You could sense the anxiety that Jason Siegel has playing Paul Westhead, the former coach of the Lakers back in the day. It really is like fantastic. It's like a far departure from like How I Met Your Mother and all his like random
movies. He doesn't like anyone going
movies
over his head, but Pat Riley's the guy and he's trying to make some moves. Yeah,
even the actors playing Norm Nixon and Kareem.
Oh, dude, so good.
So good.
So good.
The guy that plays Magic, I've never seen an actor look more like the person they're playing. It really is good, and we're about to hit the point where we are going to see that all explode with Riley and Westhead and Magic. So if you're not watching that, get on board. Now, Hard Knocks, only one episode. And my big takeaway was, well done. It's fun to watch. I think it really is good this year. But it really is almost like an advertisement for Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to say.
Or as my grandmother would say, advertisement.
You get to see this advertisement of Aaron Rodgers, see him in a totally different light. It's the Tom Brady blueprint in some regard. Because, again, new team, but a new side of the guy. You're seeing a new side of the guy. It's like, he's in New York. He could reinvent himself. It's like the start of the new school year.
But the players on the team, the young players on the team are enamored.
Enamored.
If you watch Hard Knocks, I feel like episode one was Colin Cowherd sound clip. Look at how awesome Aaron Rodgers is.
But what did you expect?
Colin Cowherd sound clip. Look at how awesome Aaron Rodgers is. Look at how awesome Aaron Rodgers is in the eyes of his teammates. Robert Sala, cool little motivational speech. Colin Cowherd clip. Aaron Rodgers.
What did you expect out of this, though?
I get it. It's the big story. It's
for them
the hot
care
story.
About the rest of the Jets.
Well, yeah, Lee Schreiber did show up in a helicopter.
That was cool.
That was really cool. No,
and narrated
look,
himself.
Aaron Rodgers is a peculiar guy. The question marks were, and we still don't know all the answers, but the question marks were, you know, how's he going to do with the New York media? Right? We still don't know that.
I want to know what he saw when he was on ayahuasca. That's what I want to know.
But he was embracing all that and embracing the Hard Knocks camera crews and everything
else.
Yeah,
at one point he's
embracing all these young guys where it didn't seem to be the case when he was in Green Bay.
It's a little handshake with Sauce Gardner where they touch fingertips and it looks like they're like putting out a joint or a cigarette or something.
It seems like he's appreciating the young guy camaraderie he has where it didn't seem to be the case in Green Bay.
Yeah, and you do see Aaron having, like you said, just fun in general, where it's like, yo, this guy's one of our special teams guys. Last time you did Hard Knocks, you didn't give him any love. So here, show him some love. Like, he's playing into it. So again, PR success for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. But as we said earlier, Jets can't become the Mets. And that's something they should worry about, because when the expectations are too high, you seem all in. And that brings us to running backs, because there were two moves made yesterday that are sort of, you know, now we're getting closer to go time. Dalvin Cook to the Jets, $8.6 million. Zeke Elliott to the Patriots, $6 million. And then you look at that
1 year deals, by the way, right?
Yeah, you look at that Saquon Barkley deal a little while back, upwards of 10 with some incentives. it makes me think of a bunch of things. I mean, there's a million directions to go in here, and I think I want to start with the financial side of things. Now, Danny G is a big Raiders fan. Josh Jacobs, who was offered upwards of, what, 11 or so?
11.5, I think, was the rumor.
Oh, that was the original?
Yes.
You don't think Josh Jacobs? I know he thinks he's number one, yeah. And he very well could be the number one back that's unsigned, or in the league even. Do you think he now sees those numbers and he's like, oh, damn, let me get this done?
They're saying like 10.1 now and take it.
I mean, if they're $500,000 away and I'm the LV Raiders, I say, all right, we'll give you, how about this, 12, you're the best back, 2,000 yards from scrimmage last season. We're going to pay you as the best back. Let's just finish this. $12 million, boom, done.
I got a better deal, Danny G. $11 million plus incentives.
So $1 million in incentives.
Yeah.
You're an incentives guy.
You know
guy.
What? Motivate these dudes. Yes. Yes.
If the old man was alive, that deal would be done.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I should, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to hold Covino's cold brew until I feel like he's done enough on the air. Like, tomorrow, you can earn your coffee.
You don't own me. So, that's what I'll say. But you know what, man? Think about it. That's why I think the Giants have a little more to play for. Saquon Barkley wants to prove that he's the guy. People are saying Christian McCaffrey's better than he is, and he's like, nah, but he's got these incentives to make the money he feels he deserves. So I think that works.
Let's talk about the running back position. Listen, other shows and people have talked about this ad nauseum. I got a different angle. It's about what the position is worth. I get it. You could say all day, well, we realize running back by committee does okay. And, hey, listen, it's the market. You know, you're valued what the market wants to pay you. Saquon got his 10. Dalvin Cook, 8.6. Zeke Elliott, 6. Josh Jacobs arguably could get the 11 to 12. When you think about that Zeke deal, $90 million over 6 years, the 15-a-year deal, that sort of set the tone a couple years back. That looks like that those type of deals for running backs won't happen anymore. That's old news. How
the
often
value of the position has changed?
It's
yeah.
like when the market drops. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the market drops for a type of position or person in half. Now, when you see guys like Zeke Elliott, Dalvin Cook, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, some of the most popular names in the National Football League, just because their position is not really sought after right now, you're seeing some of the bigger names making money that doesn't match the name. Like when you tell me Kyler Murray makes four times the amount of money of Saquon Barkley,
and he still can only afford half a shirt, which is
get the
weird.
Guy a shirt. Get Kyler Murray a damn shirt.
Somebody cover this guy up. It's X-rated.
Cover the belly.
I don't know if you saw
cover the nipples.
He was wearing a bra on the practice field.
When you see that, are you kidding me? Zeke Elliott makes seven times less than Daniel Jones? It doesn't make sense. So I wrote down and I looked up some players in other sports that have a comparable salary.
Nice.
To Dalvin Cook and Zeke Elliott. Because when you say Dalvin Cook, Zeke Elliott, and Danny G, so maybe soon to be Josh Jacobs, we're talking that $5 to $10 million range. You know who's making the exact same amount of money as Zeke and Dalvin? Mets pitcher Adam Ottavino.
Who?
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on the Yankees.
Gesundheit.
IKF, man. He's the guy.
David Peralta on the Dodgers. Framber Valdez on the Astros. Vanderbilt on the Lakers. Kuminga on the Golden State Warriors. These guys are all making the money. Guys that aren't even close to the biggest names are making as much or more money than the sexy running back names of the NFL, just to show you how the position has changed so much.
And that happens in many careers. And you hear people at your office or in the warehouse,
guys
at the factory,
your
at the oil patch, you hear them complaining, and you may be in a different position, and I just shrug my shoulders and say, well, that's the path you chose. You chose to be that
that. But, you know, when a middle,
happens,
when a middle infielder or a guy off the bench or an inning eater out of the bullpen is making the money of your number one back in the NFL.
Well, if I were young kiddies out there, I would say,
I'm a receiver now.
Start playing receiver now.
I'm a QB. Maybe,
yeah, make the switch because it's a changing game and it doesn't have the value it used to.
So keep
playing it simple. Everybody should go wide receiver. Quarterbacks, too.
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
It's the way to go. And that happens. And you see that, like I said, in every industry.
I heard Colin yesterday talking about how a really good offensive lineman is hard to find. And you're going to start seeing like some of these young beefy dude beef up and be like, yo, I might go the route of offensive lineman, because if you could be a real good tackle or something, you might make more. You're going to start making more money than a running back.
Rich, I know you're going to talk about this later, but out of all this going down, I trust Ezekiel with the Patriots more so than I do anybody else, because I've seen what they do with a big short yard needed back and how they roll through the season with, they'll put Zeke in when they need 2 yards, and he'll blow back up to like 280. And for you know it, he'll be playing 6-9 more years.
Is he as hungry as he used to be?
But
does he still want to be fed?
Because
Belichick's only going to give him the ball maybe 2 times, 3 times, maybe a series.
You know what? Let's talk about it next. The number is 877-99 on Fox. Zeke, Dalvin, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley. Let's make some predictions. Let's figure out, who's going to be the impact guy? Who's going to earn it? Who's going to make you say, what a deal? That's all coming up next. Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz studio in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Yeah. What up, Fox Sports Radio Nation? Good morning from Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick. Oh, always fun.
Could I point out that since leaving the New York Mets, Max Scherzer is now 3-0 with a 1.80 ERA with 26 strikeouts? Because that makes sense, right? Because he just, why would he do that when he was on the team?
See, are the Mets just cursed?
Could be.
Jets fans are hoping that
it doesn't transfer over.
It has nothing to do with them. Exactly. Talking some NFL today. Rich has some theories on running backs. Again, we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. And again, next hour, if you want to play along and win a Fox Sports Radio CNR on FSR Nerf football. Look at this bad boy right here. Look at this bad boy.
Just in time.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for the football
right
season.
Now, if you want one of these Nerf footballs for your nose-picking kid or even for yourself. I like this. I like tossing this around. I'm ready, bro. Oh, I'm getting there anyway.
Thanks, Hank.
You could play Tyson Trivia.
Next hour.
Next hour here on the Covino and Rich Show, 877-99 on Fox.
So the whole running back deal, the whole running back situation, as you know, you woke up to, oh, wow, Zeke Elliott's a Patriot, Dalvin Cook's a Jet. The AFC East is stacked.
Yeah, well, guess what? Some of these dudes, like everyone else in life, they're not any more special than anybody. I mean, they are.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
They're physically more gifted, and since, I get all that.
But
they have to make the pivot, as you always say.
Pivot?
It's like, yeah, I mean, hey, COVID, man, I used to be a travel agent. And you know what, man? I'm not getting paid what I used to. What did that travel agent have to do, Rich? Pivot into something else that was more lucrative to their career.
I don't want to hear about the
$8 million's not what I deserve. Then do something else.
Learn to catch the ball better. I used to sell typewriters.
Pivot.
Yeah, you got to pivot in life. There's people.
So that's what I mean. Like, a sports position isn't any more special than any other career that's a little more obsolete than it used to be.
How many people post-COVID had to adjust because their career changed? Because a lot of people work different ways now, you know, since all that craziness went down. So, listen.
How do you think the librarian lady felt when her job wasn't as important as it used to be? The kids don't come in for the microfiche anymore.
I mean,
pick another job.
Things happen. And I do wonder, there's two people I'm thinking about. Not in a weird way. I'm thinking about Josh Jacobs. I'm thinking about Josh Jacobs because I wonder, it's like, imagine at your job, you were holding out for a raise or you thought your boss might give you a bonus. And then you heard, oh, Johnson, he sort of got a raw deal. Do you want to quickly sign what was originally offered to you? Like, do you think there's a part of Josh Jacobs where he's like, oh, yikes. I may not be getting what I want, but Dalvin Cook, 8.6. Zeke, $6 million.
I think it's
Saquon
safe to say,
fought for 10.
Yeah.
And if he's getting close to 12, I think Josh Jacobs, Danny, in the next couple days, I think your Raiders are going to make a deal. They're going to make a deal.
He dives at 11 at this point.
They're going to make a deal Howie Mandel style. Deal. No suitcases to be opened. Deal.
I hope so, because if Jimmy G has Josh Jacobs in the backfield, that is going to be a really good offense.
What's that phrase? I always get it wrong. It's like something about to spite your face and your nose or something. Don't cut your nose to... You could get a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking a T-bone. It's no wait.
You could shove your head up a butcher's ass.
Something like that.
It's
yeah.
got to be your bowl.
But it's your T-bone.
Yeah.
Fool me once. On you. Can't get fooled again.
Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again.
It's a shot. I mean, whatever the expression is.
Bite your nose to spite your face.
What does it bite you?
Bite off your nose to spite your face.
Thank you, Spud. Jonathan Taylor, not Thomas. Your favorite, Jonathan Taylor, the running back.
My favorite? You just shouted him out.
Home Improvement, what's up?
I never watched that corny-ass show.
Jonathan Taylor.
I never did.
Jim Irsay, loose cannon, we get it. But is he... does he need to also say, yo, I'm that elite guy like a Josh Jacobs, like a Saquon, I got to get out there. By sitting out and waiting for a trade or waiting for something, is Jonathan Taylor making the wrong move? Now that you're seeing the landscape of running backs in the National Football League, you know, you got to also know your value. You can't be like, I want to make, you know, such and such if it's just not dictated in the market. We'll take your feedback next. CNR in for Dan Patrick and all your feedback next on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.